Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on role of special intensive revision in voter list purification. The participants are Akshay Raut, former Director General, Election Commission of India, and Tina Jha, journalist.
Hello to the listeners of Akashvani. I'm Tina Jha. The enumeration phase of the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in 12 states and union territories began on Tuesday, 4th of November. The exercise will cover close to 51 crore voters in states like Tamil Nadu, West Bengal, Kerala, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Puducherry, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and the Lakshadweep. The house-to-house enumeration process will take place from 4th November to 4th December. The Election Commission will publish the draft rolls on the 9th of December, after which claims and objections can be submitted from 9th December to the 8th of January 2026. Notices will be issued and hearings and verifications will take place from the 9th of December to the 31st of January. The final electoral rolls will be published on the 7th of February 2026.
Here's what Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar had to say about the preparations by the Election Commission before conducting SIR 2.0.
Ab phase 2 12 rajyon mein ya sangh shasit pradeshon mein aarambh hone wala hai. Andamans and Nicobar Island Union Territory, State, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Union Territory, Lakshadweep, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Union Territory, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal. जैसे कि आप सब लोगों को विदित होगा, भारतीय नागरिकता कानून में आसाम के लिए नागरिकता के लिए अलग प्राविधान है और दूसरा विषय ये है कि माननीय सुप्रीम कोर्ट की देखरेख में वहां पर नागरिकता की जांच का कार्यक्रम लगभग पूर्ण होने वाला है.
To talk about how the process of revision of electoral rolls will proceed in these 12 states and union territories and how the Election Commission has tweaked the rules based on its experience in Bihar, I'm joined by Mr. Akshay Raut, former DG Election Commission of India. Mr. Raut, thank you for joining in. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Namaskar.
Welcome, sir. So to begin with, could you briefly explain to us and our listeners what the special intensive revision, it's been called the SIR 2.0, the first phase was in Bihar, what it actually is, why the Election Commission felt the need to have SIR 2.0 launched in 12 states and union territories?
No one should be surprised now about it, because on 24th of June, when the SIR was announced first time, with all the focus on the state of Bihar, because Bihar is going to elections, as you know, the first phase of polls are on Thursday. So it was done with a sense of urgency, because the need was, from Election Commission's point of view, the need was for purification of electoral rolls. And so after about two decades, an exercise which is pretty elaborate and to some extent surgical, you know, as I always say, that for a disease which is up to a particular degree, you give antibiotics. And if it is more than that, you perhaps go for a surgery.
Right.
So the intention and the modalities of normal annual summary revision, pre-election revision, and the special intensive revision which is being taken up now, almost covering one third of the country, you know, 12 now, one has been done already. So it comes to about one third of the whole country. The purpose is the same, but the amount of deep dive is a little bit more. And that is always required when in Election Commission's assessment, there are a lot of names which don't deserve to be there. For example, if they're dead, permanently migrated, duplicated, and simply people who are absent, things like this. So their names have to be removed. Otherwise, they are just a burden on the electoral roll. Not only that, against these ghost names, there is always the fear of some people coming and pretending or impersonating as those ghost voters and voting it. That is even second time wrong. So that is why it has been started. And all the discussions on the merits and demerits of SIR, as you and I know, and most listeners should also follow, because we had 3 months of experience already, particularly in relation to Bihar.
Clearly.
So, and a lot of discussions are coming.
We have already seen that based on the experience in Bihar, there are certain changes that the Election Commission has announced. And one major change happens to be that no documents are going to be collected during the door-to-door verification in the SIR 2.0. What, according to you, could have prompted this decision? How will this change improve the process?
I think it's partly Election Commission's own understanding out of Bihar experience, and partly because of the nudges which have been given by the Supreme Court also. And partly because of the protests and debates and discussions which have happened in public domain, these coming from political parties who are the most important players in election after the voters. Okay, so there have been protests and debates inside parliament, outside parliament, on the streets of Bihar to some extent. But those are besides the point. It was also discussed legally quite some time. In fact, the whole discussion is not over, and one hears that Tamil Nadu, some political parties are wanting to approach Supreme Court again.
Right.
In those discussions, what came out, Tina, primarily, that though in principle, in terms of constitutional arrangement, in terms of mandate given by the Constitution, Election Commission of India is well within its rights. In fact, it is a duty of the Election Commission to do electoral revision in the most efficient way it deems it to be done. So SIR is legitimate, correct, and it is the entitlement of the Election Commission and duty of it towards citizens, electors and voters. Done. That part is done. Now, the other concern which everyone appreciated, including court, after coming after more than two decades, and documentations being as they are in the hinterland of the country, in the say backward lanes of Bihar, or for that matter, any part of the country, the poor people who are on the margins of the society, they may not have all the documents, the 11 documents or 12 documents which Election Commission is asking when they are wanting to see their legitimacy in terms of Article 326 of the Constitution, which is one of those is relating to that the person must be a citizen of India, besides 18 years of age, besides being ordinarily resident of the place, besides being not disqualified by law. So this amount of facilitation, that this documentation should not be strict, and at the time of enumeration, form, filling and collection, the burden of providing documents should not be on the voter, that has been accepted by the Election Commission. And that's reflected in the new, as you said, 2.0 SIR.
So for a regular voter who's listening to us right now in all of these 12 states and union territories where the SIRO 2.0 has begun, the enumeration exercise has begun, what exactly happens when, say, the enumerator arrives at their doorstep? What are they expected to do?
Well, I think they're carrying within their hand enumeration forms for the members of the family who are supposed to be there. And the enumeration forms, nice another, because you asked about what further modifications have been done, more facilities for the citizen. It is largely pre-filled so that there is least amount of problem for the citizen. So it is pre-filled, and only by filling up the rest, and particularly the enumeration form will be a statement in which the person whose enumeration form is being filled will have to be matched against the last special intensive revision of, say, 2002 or 3 or 4, because that's when the last intensive revision was done, depending on state to state with few months of variation. Actually, the approach is to connect the present person in the house or in the family to the family tree of that time, in which, because he or she might not be born, he or she might be the same person with 22 years higher age, but he or she might not be born if it is a young voter. Mm-hmm. But then it has to be matched to the family tree of the last summary special intensive revision, which was done in that state. And once the matchings are achieved, that means the person is most likely to be taken to the draft electoral roll, which you said will be published on the 9th of December. But if the matchings are not done, if there is matching not found, only those persons will be notified to come and establish their case that they also fulfill all these conditions under Article 326 before an electoral registration officer, who is ERO of the area. And ERO will be the final person to take a call by taking any other facts before him. So only those persons will be notified whose matchings in any manner cannot be done with the last special intensive revision, which was about 22 years ago. So that's the enumeration form exercise. And that, so this month, which starts from today, almost a month. So this month will be the BLO's month to go to the families with enumeration forms. Mm-hmm. And it should not be scary. It should be friendly. In fact, one other important thing, Tina, as you and I will know, that this, sometime people are not fixed in their houses. They would have gone for their some chores, some household work, some jobs here and there. So the BLOs have been obliged. They are bound to visit the person at least 3 times so that before they write in the form that, okay, the guy was not available. So the draft roll will include all names whose signed enumeration forms, which is now rationalized and prefilled, are received back. Those names which could not be matched in links with previous SIR, that uses now, will be heard before the registration official. But all said and done, the beautiful part from the point of view of the citizen is that, I am quoting the CIA in this, the clear order that no document is to be collected from electors during the enumeration phase.
Right.
Because that, by that it means that it may not be collected at all, because after the matching is done, only when those who are mismatched or non-matched, when they are notified, there will be some type of documentary evidencing from them.
You raised an important point that the BLOs, they've been asked to visit households at least 3 times to avoid exclusion. That's a remarkable step towards ensuring inclusion. But one question that comes to mind is, there are several remote and rural areas the BLOs and the teams will perhaps face difficulty in reaching during the enumeration drives. Are there any logistical or tech solutions that the Election Commission has adopted to take care of that problem?
Yeah, the tech solution, it can also be done enumeration. This job can also be done online. That's fine. But the reality of our country is that the BLO is one of the most beautiful concepts anywhere in the world. So in these polling stations, and a polling station typically has only 1,000 people, not more than that. In fact, these days, to make it more friendly, the number has been reduced. So it is about 1,000 people. Now, for these 1,000 people in each of the 5.3 crore polling stations, there is one booth level officer. So he or she is almost a local person, must belong to that place, and who has knowledge of the place, like a back of his hand. The aspect of the logistics or difficulty in approaching those places doesn't arise, mm-hmm. because he or she, the booth level officer, is used to contacting these people who are a manageable number, Besides the fact, for these places also, there are about 7.64 crore booth level agents from political parties. And these political parties, their agents, in their own interest, they'll make sure that they also help the process so that, okay, they may not be interested in what Election Commission is doing, but they are interested to make sure their supporters, whom they think are their supporters, are also enrolled. Right. So it is almost an equal number. In fact, I would be surprised if this number does not increase, because as the SIR becomes more and more real for these 12 states, then political parties are likely to increase the number of their BLH, booth level agents, so that to make sure that they are all the people whom they think will vote for them or their supporters traditionally or whatever. So they are also included. No one is excluded. That is why this exclusion process fully will not happen. And another thing I must tell you, Tina, is that the routine election forms, which you and I, everyone in the country is largely familiar with, form number 6 for enrollment, form number 7 for deletion of names, form number 8 for correction of names, these are in place. They do not go away because of SIR provision. In fact, these will strengthen the SIR. Yeah. And let's not forget, we are talking about, yes, purification is a good amount of deletion. I will not use the word exclusion. Deletion, because deletion is a fair part of purification if it is done with due logic and care. Like dead, delete. Like migrated, permanently, delete. Like duplicated, delete. What else do you do with them? So that's why I don't think anyone will object. Yeah. Only those who are eligible, bought, but deleted for some wrong reason, that will be protested against, should be protested against. And that BLOs and BLAs should make sure that that doesn't happen.
Thank you, Mr. Rawat, for your valuable time and insights. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Namaskar.
You were listening to a discussion on role of special intensive revision in voter list purification. The participants were Akshay Raut, former Director General, Election Commission of India, and Tina Jha, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.